All gone now. Gone the same way as the potential 40 minutes of fun the table next door could have had trying to work out how the ink in Kindles works. Or the full hour that the two blokes at the bar would have enjoyed trying to remember Angela Lansbury's name. So remember, think twice before you Google. You could be killing a chat. Sam, I've updated the costings. They're in the shared drive.
Oh, thanks, Nick. That's great.
No worries. Oh, by the way, while you're here, will you sponsor me?
Hmm?
You remember, like, last year when I walked the Great Wall of China? Raised nearly £200.
Oh, yeah. Of course. What's it for?
Cats.
Cats?
Yeah, that have got ill.
Oh, dear. All right, then. What are you doing this year?
I'm going to the Bahamas.
Right, what? Sailing there?
God, no. Flying.
Right, but when you get there, there's some sort of activity.
Oh, there's loads. There's windsurfing, scuba. There's a club for the kids. It's going to be great.
Okay, sorry, I don't... What am I sponsoring you to do?
To go to the Bahamas.
What, on holiday?
Yes, I did last year.
Right, but that wasn't a holiday, was it? In quite a
yeah, day. I had a fantastic time. Just put your name there. Most people are giving about 20 quid.
Sorry, why would I sponsor you to lie on the beach?
Why? Because of the ill cats.
But, I mean, with the Great Wall of China, at least it was sort of gruelling, you know, a physical test.
Oh, yeah, but I love that sort of thing. Wait, hang on, are you saying you thought I'd have a horrible time?
Not horrible, but, you know, challenging.
You only gave money to charity because you thought I was doing something I'd hate.
I wouldn't put it like that.
Is it not bad enough that the poor cats are ill? You want me to suffer too?
No!
Oh, well, I could give money to charity, but only if my friend has a horrible holiday.
No!
What kind of monster are you?
Oh, all right, fine. I'll sponsor you.
Thanks. So 20 quid flat payment or a pound per pina colada. Hello?
Hi, John, it's Laurie.
Oh, hi, Laurie.
Why do you sound surprised?
Well, I wasn't expecting you to call, particularly.
No, but your phone flashes up who's calling, doesn't it?
Yes.
And I know you've got my number in your phone.
Yes.
So you knew it was me?
Yes, all right, yes, I did know. But I learnt to use phones before they all did that. And so now, for some reason I don't entirely understand, it feels rude to admit I know who's calling before they announce themselves. So, I've just carried on pretending not to know. Which also, by the way, allows me to express flattering surprise and pleasure on hearing your voice. And the system, Laurie, works perfectly well so long as no one draws attention to it. And now, you've ruined it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, it's too late to be sorry. And now, every time I see your caller ID, I'll be reminded of this phone call. And I'll have to answer with a kind of sheepish, oh, hello, Laurie. And that will in turn remind you of this conversation. And then we'll both feel awkward every time you call me for the rest of our lives. And it could all have been avoided if you just allowed me to carry on pretending I don't look at my phone when I answer it.
Right. Well, all I can say is, for God's sake, don't mention this in your radio show, or you'll have the same situation with everyone you know.
Of course not. I'm not a complete idiot.
Dear guest, did you know that every day 60 billion gallons of water are used to wash towels in this hotel alone? So, in the interests of the environment and that, please use the following system. Towels in the bath mean please change. Towels on the rail mean I'll use them again. Towels in the sink mean surprise me. Towels balanced over the door mean I'll surprise you. Towels in the trouser press mean you will meet a stranger. Towels on the bed mean sleepy towels. Towels under the bed mean sneaky towels. Towels in the sky mean the end times are at hand. Enjoy your stay.
Now, what we have here, Kirsty, is one of the most iconic images of all time.
Oh, are you all right, dear?
Well, I just do wish people wouldn't constantly call everything iconic. I mean, the word has a meaning, you know. It's